They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff.
That's going to keep hanging on, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I love it.
It's good. It's good.
So we have something to celebrate really quickly.
This is super exciting. I'm only like a little teeny part of it. So,
well, you know, lots of love to you. We hit our 20,000 download mark between last time we spoke and this time. And that's very exciting
that's
for us.
That's huge.
Because this is my very first podcast ever. Every milestone is a milestone for me.
Right. Only 50% of podcasts make it past 7 episodes.
So, really?
Yeah. It's crazy how many just go away. So
I think
you probably
is...
didn't celebrate that one, so celebrate this one twice.
Yes. I think this is our 62nd episode.
That's crazy.
This is your third.
It will. See? So I will claim 4% of those 20,000 people.
Well, I appreciate it. And I thank you for being... in the top 10 percentile of Christmas loving crazy people.
I love those people.
That's who we are. So welcome to August. This is the time of year when I've got a duality going on because September is the most popular wedding month.
I got married in September.
See, you are basic.
Yeah.
August is the second most popular. So this is the time of year where you're either going to weddings or you're preparing to go to weddings.
Yep.
If you're like me, you've never gotten married. You're not because you're married, Cliff.
For a long time.
You've been close. So you've done a lot of engagement ring shopping, but you don't actually have one.
Is that a thing? Like you just go look at engagement rings?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I feel like I'm educating you.
I'm being educated.
Let me introduce you to the world of Etsy. They have the best jewelry. They kind of got into the spotlight when Mila Kunis' engagement ring from Ashton Kutcher came from there.
Could you imagine how weird it would be to be the person who made her wedding ring and then just like shipped it? Like, you know her address. I mean, it's probably a P.O. box, but
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Or maybe her assistant's address.
Probably.
I don't know. They do seem like very normal people, though. But
they do.
One of the things with all of the jewelers is every single jeweler says, this diamond is unique. And... it's like it is because everything is unique. Everything has its like we're all unique. Every four leaf clover and snowflake is unique. However, if you really want a unique selection, go to Etsy because someone made that by hand and it's not perfect and it's not cookie cutter.
Do you watch videos of people making jewelry?
I do.
I love that.
I do.
I love that stuff.
Well, I learned about, is it the Nazareth steel or something? It's
I
got.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's got all
something
those.
Like that.
Very interesting. Here's my idea for this year. We've talked about Etsy on this podcast before. I love it. We've talked about engagement rings from Etsy. I think that it's totally appropriate for me as a 30-something, never been married chick to just buy myself a ring on Etsy. Because I want one.
I agree.
So I'm thinking that that might be my gift to myself. I don't know if I'm going to call it a Christmas gift, but I'm giving myself permission to buy the $1,800 diamond slice ring on Etsy that I've been looking at for years.
I think you should. It's gorgeous. And I think you deserve it.
And I'm giving myself permission. So I'm giving you people permission. If you're going to all these weddings like I am, if you're sending all these gifts and you're seeing all this joy... and there's just this little part of you that's like, why isn't it me?
I want that.
I want the Hallmark movie because I'm the romantic Christmas person.
So what you have to do
person.
Is move to a small town.
find a
meet
prince.
Meet a lumberjack
yeah.
who is also a prince.
Ooh, a prince disguised as a lumberjack to find true love.
Right.
And I'd be the wily radio DJ.
God, this is just forming my head. It's amazing.
We're going to make this movie.
We've talked every year for, what, 2 or 3 years about going to a small town and filming like a short film where Heather stars in her own Christmas movie. And every year the timing just never works. But maybe 2020 is the year that happens. We have everything we need to do it.
What's the Christmassy Washington? Leavenworth. I thought of it before you had a chance to answer, Siri. She's like, whatever.
Leavenworth's adorable, and it's the perfect place to go do this.
Yes. So that's idea number one. Idea number two, Cliff, is also a September-y thing that you found.
So September is right around the corner. There's something about Christmas in July that makes sense because you've got like that, hey, it's 6 months is exactly, you know, whatever. Christmas in August is awful. It's hot outside. There's nothing Christmassy about August. Like September 1st is when like fall kind of starts kicking in. It starts getting a little cooler at night. Like leaves start turning, especially here. Like it starts really cooling down in September. So if you're going to go Christmas shopping and you are me, like you put that off until December 23rd.
Yeah.
But if you're a better person than I am, start doing it in September. And this is aimed at people specifically with kids. I used to work retail. I worked retail for a number of years. And every year, like December 22nd, people would come in and like show you how old I am. They're like, dude, do you guys have a Nintendo 64? And I would laugh out loud and tell them, we haven't had a Nintendo 64 for weeks and we only got three of them. And so instead of being the parent who is buying a Nintendo 64, theoretically, off of eBay for $700, instead, be the parent that starts talking to your kids right now and says, hey, what do you want for Christmas? There's already dozens of the hot game, the hot toy, the hot stuff for Christmas 2019. Just spend an hour with your kids and like, dude, look at all this crazy stuff. What would you like?
Well, that is brilliant because everybody is out doing back to school shopping right now. You're already in the malls, in the stores. Take a second when you walk by one of these stores and your kid's like, ooh, ooh. And instead of rushing them along, like, we've got a schedule. Like, you need pants.
Like, you've been to the mall with me before.
Well, I've seen children. I don't have any, but I know how it works. And to be honest, it's like that with my boyfriend. Stop looking at the cassettes. Like, we go to these, we love going to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And he wants to find, like, adult items, like, for the home at Goodwill for a deal. And he's like, oh, I'm going to look at these vintage cassettes. And I'm like, walk by the cassettes. But if you've got kids, they go, ooh, ooh, just take a second.
Right.
See what they actually want. And then you're done. You know.
And buy it now or buy it in early October. And then you will save hundreds of dollars. Like, I was shocked at how many people I knew that pay all the time. You hear it every Christmas. Oh, yeah, I bought that thing off of eBay for three times what it cost, and it already cost $250. Like, don't be that parent. Just think a little bit ahead and buy it now.
Yeah.
You'll be way happier. You'll have your credit cards paid off by the time Christmas rolls around. Like, that's the way to do it.
So there are a lot of things about me that attest to the fact that I've lived a charmed life. Remember when it was impossible to find a Wii?
Yeah.
Okay, so my boyfriend at the time wanted a Wii. I was at a Starbucks next to this little gamey store. I don't remember what one.
Yeah.
Let's say GameStop.
Sure.
It was one of those little gamey stores.
That's where I worked retail.
Okay, great. And I'm just like casually sauntering in with my Starbucks in my hand like I have right now that I'm just waving around the expensive electronics. I'm like, hey, do you guys have any Wiis? And they're like, we do. And I was like, okay. And I bought it. And then like, as I'm walking out, this dude like runs in. Do you still have the Wii? Is it still here? I just called. And he's like, oh, I thought that she was with you. And I'm just like, oh my God, I just screwed this guy over.
That's a good story.
I felt a little bad about it, but the transaction already went through. Like, what am I going to do?
You already
like,
bought your Wii. You're not going to give it to
him. It's over.
No.
Nobody believed that I just tripped and fell onto a Wii,
you
basically.
You have no idea how hard it was for me to get my Wii. Like, it took planning and, like, alerts. It was not great.
Yeah. You know, when you drive a car and you suddenly notice all the cars that are like your car?
Yes.
Since I have become friends with you, Cliff, Mr. Disney, I now notice all the Disney stuff that I might not have noticed before because I like Disney, but I'm not Mr. Disney.
I thought maybe you just noticed all the people that drive like really old Hyundai Accent hatchbacks. I thought that was really weird, but that's a better transition. That's a better transition.
Well, I drive a Mini now. I used to drive a VW, and both of these brands are very clubby.
Yeah.
Like when you have a Volkswagen Beetle or you have a Mini Cooper, like you're in a group automatically.
I have three Volkswagen Beetles.
Yes. Yeah. So you understand.
Yeah.
But now every time I see Disney, I feel like I am emerging into this club that you are part of.
I will be there for 10 days starting tomorrow.
Your pre-Christmas Disney trip.
Yep, it's going to be great.
So now my eyes are just wide open, and my eyes are always open for dog stuff. So I'm very excited about the Disney live action Lady and the Tramp that's coming out Is it November 12th?
I think so.
It's November.
Does it come out the same? Because that's the day that Disney Plus launches.
So let's talk about Disney Plus as a gift.
So do you have those people in your life that are just hard to buy for?
Yes. Yeah. All the people.
Yeah, exactly. My extended family, I swear we just do this weird thing now where I hand a $50 gift card to them and they hand that gift card to someone else and to someone else and something else. And then someone hands me a $50 gift card. I'm like, huh. If you're that family, I think that the new Disney Plus bundle, which includes Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu, might be the perfect gift. It's $13 a month. So it's one of those things, and you can pay it monthly. It's not like you have to go and all of a sudden pay what I don't know what that is, 13 times 12, it's a lot, like $160. You don't have to pay $160 to give this gift. You could literally pay $13 a month and give something that that person is going to use every year. So I think this is actually perfect for if maybe you've got kids that have kids, or even just kids that like steal your Hulu and you want to get them their own.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does have, it has the Disney that the kids and then the kids like me are going to love. But it also has a little bit of sports. Maybe, you know, the dad in that family is like, I want a little bit of sports action. It has all the 30 at 30 documentaries, all those cool sports documentaries. You get all the soccer on there. You get a bunch of other stuff on there. Plus, you get all Hulu. And it's the Hulu with commercials, but it's still Hulu. And there's a bajillion things you can watch, TV and movies on that. So to me, it's a gift that probably people don't think about. Like, I'm going to give someone a subscription to television. That seems weird. But if you're giving it to the kind of people that like TV, it's going to be something they use literally every single day.
I love this idea. It's basically like layaway.
Right?
You know, back in the day when you'd go to Kmart and you'd find the bicycle and you'd pay $10 a month and then you'd own it in time for Christmas time. That's what streaming service is. It's like you're paying on your gift. It's beautiful.
And you know what? At the end of the day, too, it might mean that you never have to buy them a gift again. Because next year that you're like, how do you like that? They're like, oh, it's great. You're like, sweet. You're getting that again. And you're good forever.
Forever. Well, when you first mentioned the kids thing, this is where I thought you were going. I thought you were going to hold it over their heads. Like, if you're bad, you know, if you're on the naughty list, the subscription goes away. Santa Claus got this for you because you were good.
Yeah.
Every month he will evaluate if you are naughty, and if you're naughty he'll cut that streaming service because it comes from the North Pole.
That makes Santa sound way worse than even just Santa judging children actually is. He judges you monthly now.
Yeah.
Better go to bed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like the Elf on the Shelf style.
Yeek.
One of the things also that I wanted to bring up, and this is a little early to talk about it, but I acknowledge that this is the Christmas crew. We want to plan. We want to get excited. We want to extend Christmas as long as possible. So if you're like me and you do Thanksgiving meal, friend Thanksgiving meal, you do work potluck Thanksgiving, you do work potluck Christmas, you do friend Christmas, by the time actual Christmas rolls around, you do not want to cook for everyone. You are exhausted. It's like Charlotte from Sex and the City. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Yes. So the last few years, my mom and I have had a tradition, which is we don't cook. We go to a restaurant together and 100% I will never cook Christmas Eve or Christmas Day ever again.
It's 100% the best way to do it.
I love it. You don't?
No.
See? Okay, great. I don't think a lot of people are doing this. You can still have your tradition. Like, you can still make cookies, like, with your kids. You can still do baked goods. But imagine not forgetting something at the last minute, not being sweaty in your Christmas photos because you're in a kitchen cooking hot stuff and actually being able to enjoy your meal. I've done both the menus where you pick from the list of five things and then the buffets. I highly suggest the buffets.
That's a good idea.
What do you typically do?
We actually do it for Thanksgiving and Christmas now.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I have been a vegetarian for almost 20 years and my kid has been for like a year and a half now. So like Thanksgiving dinner doesn't have a lot of draw. Like you take the turkey out and then you're just like, oh, sweet, mashed potatoes and stuffing without gravy.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese is dope. I agree. So we actually started eating Indian food for Thanksgiving. And so every year we just have this great tradition where on Thanksgiving we go and get Indian food at this Indian place we really like. Same place. It's great. No cooking, no whatever. It takes like an hour and a half and the food's awesome. The conversation's awesome. We have a great time. Christmas, it kind of depends on where we are because we travel at Christmas and we travel different places at Christmas. But before I moved to Seattle, Christmas was a nightmare for us because we had to go to two parents' house and we'd go to my friend's house. And so by the time dinner came around, like, we just didn't even care anymore. and we'd go get drive-through breakfast burritos every night. And so we went to this place called Beto's that has the best breakfast burritos you've ever eaten. And they were like the only place open on Christmas. And we'd get breakfast burritos every night. We did it for probably 4 or 5 years. It was great. I miss it.
Well, that is fun. I like that you're doing the specialty. You know, you love Indian, you do Indian. If you're not a vegetarian and you do like the idea of a buffet, here's what I would say.
Where do you, what kind of buffet do you go to?
So if you find the nicest restaurant in your city, the place that you maybe have never been to because it's so expensive, we have a place here like that called Canlis. You don't get out of there for less than $300. So I've been there exactly one time. Typically near you, you're going to have at least one really nice restaurant that has their price fixed Christmas menu. And usually it's a buffet. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that this is really good food. Like this is food you normally wouldn't just be gorging yourself on. So instead of going to these expensive restaurants and like basically adding up each little thing that you're ordering, you can just gorge yourself on all this food that you normally wouldn't.
That's super smart.
I know.
Like so, when you first said buffet, I figured I was like going to a casino. That's a really good idea.
It's crazy. So, you know, let's say you'd normally spend $200 to $300 for two people at this restaurant. Usually their price fixed menus are between $50 and $80 for the Christmas dinner. So you're going to save money. You're going to very happily give your server a giant tip for serving you on a holiday. And you're still going to get out of there for less than you normally would. And you're going to be extremely full. The other thing I love is it's Christmas. So that last buffet plate that you make, you're taking back with you as your nice leftover doggy bag. So not only do you sit for hours, like we love, my mom and I love to sit for hours and just talk and eat slowly and like go back a million times. But yeah, at the end, you just load up a plate for your quote unquote leftovers. And then you're like, oh, my eyes were bigger than my stomach.
I'm
like,
full.
Can we wrap this up? And they don't care because it's Christmas.
Two things that make a lot of sense about to me. If you actually plan and make a Thanksgiving dinner, it's expensive. Like, it's not just, I mean, it's time. God, yeah, it takes so much time. But I mean, like, turkey's a lot of money.
Yes.
All the things you need to make, all that stuff is a lot of money. You're probably getting out for what you would spend, and you get awesome food that you don't have to make. And you don't have to do dishes. You don't have to do any of that
yes
stuff. But the second point you made, I think, is really important. If you do go out on a holiday, tip really, really, really well. Mm-hmm. That's what we always do. Like, I'm normally like a 20% tipper. If I'm going on Thanksgiving, I'm tipping 30-35% because those folks are having to, you know, they're having to step away from their family so that you don't have to cook. So,
yes.
Super important.
I always say just keep rounding up.
Yep.
Like, so if you're like, oh, I would normally tip on the total, but let's tip on the tax and then let's round that up and then let's give him an extra $10. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely. I'm actually really excited to hear that you go out too.
Yeah.
I highly endorse taking some time, finding the restaurant. Typically, I would say, I don't know about your Indian places, but for these Christmas menu places, typically for Thanksgiving, they're going to start booking a month out for Christmas shortly after that. So you want to start investigating. They'll give you the menus ahead of time, unless it is the buffet where you're going to get the prime rib and the turkey and the ham and everything in between.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Cliff looks hungry.
I'm really hungry. It's almost lunch. I'm going to go to a buffet.
Well, thank you again for our 20,000 downloads. Cheers to 21,000.
Right? I'm very excited.
I think we out on that.
We're out.
Go to Disneyland now.
I'm so excited.